USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they are working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill discussing a stimulus package to help the U.S. economy through the coronavirus outbreak. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says this should be a bipartisan issue.
He and the Speaker can pull this together so that we end up not playing partisan games at a time which seems to me to cry out for bipartisan, bicameral agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Wells Fargo CEO Charles Scharf says he's confident the bank can turn the corner following its sales scandal in which fake accounts were created for customers without their approval to meet lofty sales goals. The bank has faced millions in fines and settlements. A new study ranks America's happiest cities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
And California finishing strong on the happiness scale, according to this new study from WalletHub. It put together the top 200 happiest cities in America based on things like depression rates, income growth rates, and other factors. Three California cities in the top five were Fremont at number one, San Jose at number three, Irvine at number four. Meanwhile, Plano, Texas came in second. Madison, Wisconsin was number five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China's near control of the world's antibiotic market poses a major threat to the well-being of the public. That's at least according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. China oversees much of the world's pharmaceutical production, including the production of antibiotics and other drugs that could be used to treat patients during the coronavirus threat. Senator Rubio joins Fox News and says this needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
On the issue of the supply chain, look, we warned about this a year ago. In fact, a few years ago, in the same province, Wuhan province, there was an explosion, and there was a worldwide shortage of antibiotics. So I think it begins by informing people to the challenge we face. The way we address it is a couple things. Number one is we've got to create demand for domestic production of these basic active ingredients and or diversify our supply chain. So we've got to create demand. Number one, you know, for the Department of Defense should have to be required to build a stockpile of essential medicines. We should bring back the Buy American preferences in the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration. All of that creates demands for domestic production. And part of it is actually requiring pharmaceuticals to tell us what percentage of the ingredients in your medicine comes from overseas, particularly from China. We believe the estimate is right. We think it could be higher. We don't actually know how high that percentage is because that requirement is not embedded in every pharmaceutical company's profile.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.